I shivered. Ugh, Molly playing in my head. That wasn't necessarily the prettiest thing to think about. Molly had a gift for neuromancy, mind magic, but she'd used it to do some fairly nasty things to people in the past. For perfectly good reasons, true, but all the same, it had been honest to evilness black magic. It was the kind of thing that people got addicted to, and it wasn't the kind of candy store that I would ever want that kid to play in, especially considering that the inventory was me.
Hell's bells, Michael, I murmured. You shouldn't have done that to her.
It was her idea, actually. And you're right, Harry. We can't afford to be divided right now. What can you remember? I shook my head, squinting while I sorted through the dump truck load of loose memories. The last time I remember having it was right after the Gruffs attacked us here. After that, nothing. I don't know where it is now. And no, I don't remember who did it to me or why. Michael frowned but nodded.
Well, he doesn't always give us what we want, only what we need.
I rubbed at my forehead.
I hope so,
I said sheepishly. So, this is a little awkward, after that thing with putting your sword in my throat and all. Michael let his head fall back and belted out a warm, rich laugh.
You aren't the sort of person to do things by halves, Harry, grand gestures included.
I guess not, I said quietly. I have to ask, Michael said, studying me intently. Lashiel's shadow, is it really gone? I nodded.
How?
I looked away from him.
I don't like to talk about it.
He frowned, but nodded slowly.
Can you tell me why not?
Because what happened to her wasn't fair. I shook my head. Do you know why the Denarians don't like going into churches, Michael? He shrugged.
Because the presence of the Almighty makes them uncomfortable, or so I always supposed.
No, I said, closing my eyes. Because it makes the fallen feel, Michael. Makes them remember. Makes them sad. I felt his startled glance, even with my eyes closed. Imagine how awful that would be, I said. After millennia of certainty of purpose, suddenly you have doubts. Suddenly you question whether or not everything you've done has been one enormous futile lie. If everything you've sacrificed for nothing. I smiled faintly. Couldn't be good for your confidence.
No, Michael said thoughtfully. I don't suppose it would be.
Shiro told me I'd know who to give the sword to, I said.
Yes.
I threw it into the deal with Nicodemus, the coins and the sword for the child.
Michael drew in a sharp breath.
He would have walked away otherwise, I said. Run out the clock and we'd never have found him in time. It was the only way. It was almost like Shiro knew, even back then.
God's blood, Harry, Michael said. He pressed a hand to his stomach. I'm fairly sure that gambling is a sin. And even if it isn't, this probably should be.
I'm going to go get that little girl, Michael, I said. Whatever it takes. He rose, frowning, and buckled his sword belt around his hips. I held up my right hand. Are you with me?
Michael's palm smacked solidly into mine, and he hauled me to my feet.